So this is the annual climate change conference, and Minnesota's role is to demonstrate that we, our state, companies in our states, and cultural institutions are very much in to meet our share of the Paris Agreement, and we have demonstrated that we can move quickly away from coal and replace it with renewables.
So how do the dynamics between different regional and national delegations play out at COP24?
Well, I'll start maybe by talking about Poland itself. So Poland is the president of the COP24, as it's called, and Poland gets 80% of its electricity from burning coal. So deliberately, this climate change negotiation is being held in a coal mining region, in a place where the air quality is pretty dirty, because that's the type of place we need to clean up. And what we from Minnesota have been telling the Polish delegation is, until very recently, we were in as deep a coal hole as Poland is. We were getting, some of our utilities were getting 95% of their power from burning coal. And the statewide average about 12 years ago was 70% coal, and now we're down to less than 39% coal. And we've replaced that coal with clean energy. So we've done that in about half a generation. So Poland and other places can do it too. And the economics and the market drivers are only making that more cost-effective and more economical.
So when you talk to people in Poland and you talk about the number of renewable energy jobs we've created here in Minnesota, is that a message that resonates for them?
Yes, they have exactly the same interests as Americans and Minnesotans do. They're interested in, first and foremost, improving quality of life, improving the business environment, taking advantage of these market forces. And they also know that they need to do their part on climate change. They've read the scientific report that came out on October 8th, the IPCC special report on what we need to do to get to 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit and then limit global warming there. And they understand that we have about 12 years to take really profound, rapid climate actions on the part of all nations. So you were asking about other delegations. So what we're looking for here by the end of this week, we're in the high-level phase of negotiation, and that means that ministers of the environment, secretary of state, in some cases leaders of nations, are here to negotiate final language. We need to work out a collective, about 190-nation agreement to increase the climate action we're going to take in order to address global warming properly. And the benefits are the ones that we've seen already in Minnesota. We've seen economic development around 59,000 clean energy jobs in rural parts of the state, and Poland and the rest of the world has mostly rural areas. So we know that's a big benefit. And we also know that local air pollution will be reduced. And I just love that during this climate conference meeting, we had the announcement that had nothing to do with the federal government in the U.S., but we've been sharing that in Poland, too. The announcement by Metro Transit that runs most of the bus system in the Twin Cities, about 900 buses, that by 2040, they're going to go to 100% electric buses. So that's a perfect example of how, without any tax increase, without any federal action, but state-level decision-making will improve local air quality because diesel buses will be replaced with better buses that are clean zero-emissions buses. So it's a very big type of action, and it's being replicated around the country. So around the country, we now have documentations that actions that have already begun, commitments that are being put into action, can address about two-thirds of where the United States said we would go back in 2015 without action by the Trump administration. So that's a really good head start.
We're in a unique situation in the United States. It's accurate to say the Trump administration is actively opposing climate progress on many levels. How much of an impact can those U.S. states who support climate action have?
It's very big, and the numbers show that we can get about two-thirds of the way to the original Paris Agreement target that the U.S. set for itself, two-thirds of that way through real economy commitments, current federal policies, and the market forces that mean that now renewable energy is cheaper than coal. So these are what we call bottom-up efforts on deep decarbonization, and it's an example of sectors across the Minnesota and the U.S. economy working in collaboration. Here in Poland, there are a number of businesses and cultural organizations from Minnesota, and so some of those have been having deep discussions with parties from other states, so the official negotiators from other states, letting them know, despite what they're hearing about the Trump administration, which is all pretty negative, the reality is at the state and local and regional level, we are deeply committed to climate action, and it's making a big improvement in our economy and in our health. So the businesses in Minnesota that are not necessarily here in Poland but are committed to this include diverse players like cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Duluth, Eden Prairie, health organizations like Health Partners, cultural organizations like the Science Museum of Minnesota, and then businesses including Target and Aveda, who have all said, we are still in on meeting or exceeding our Paris Agreement targets.
I see there's a call to governments to act more quickly from a consortium of 415 global investors who represent trillions in financial holdings. What do investors see that some governments don't?
Yes, and I noticed that today as well, and I noticed that Allianz, which has a big footprint in Minnesota and other parts of the United States and is based in Germany, is a part of that call to action. And what they see is, based on the history of investment in renewable energy and energy efficiency, is that these investments pay off very well, that they are supporting the type of economy that other investors, small investors, people with retirement investments want to see. They're reflecting the public consensus that a clean energy economy, a 100% clean energy economy, is the economy for the future. As many new governors who were just elected a few weeks ago, including Governor-elect Tim Walz in Minnesota, have said, we have an existential problem on our hands from climate change. If the federal government isn't going to take action, then Minnesota and other states will do so. The green economy is the economy of our future.
I'm curious, Jay, what's the most interesting thing you've seen at COP24?
You know, I've seen on my way to and from the conference, I see in the city of Krakow, or Krakow as they say it here, posted LED pollution signs pointing to small particle pollution and ozone pollution and different levels, and those change on a minute-by-minute basis. So we know as people are waiting for their trams to get to work, they are seeing and paying attention to those pollution levels. And they also definitely see the connection to climate. On our way to the conference, we've been talking to taxi drivers and bus drivers, and they say that they hope as a result of this conference, things will change in Poland. And they are very interested in the fact that their winters have changed, just like our winters in the northern parts of the United States have changed very dramatically, and that has changed our winter economy. They see that too, and they see the changes in the hydrologic cycle that are being driven by climate change that has meant a very bad drought in this part of Central Europe for most of this summer. So they see the impacts. And they are very happy to be hosting this climate change conference.
What should Minnesotans know about our state's and region's role in climate change solutions?
They should know that that companies and cities, the state of Minnesota, cultural organizations in Minnesota are working collaboratively, and they're actively talking to their counterparts throughout the United States and the world. Because the best way we can move forward together is with good information about what is possible. So that's why, as we've seen here, companies talking to parties, official parties to the Paris Agreement from around the world, what they're doing is stressing the fact that we have on-the-ground actions in the United States that are happening without federal action and are improving our economy. And what that means is these same types of actions can be replicated throughout the rest of the world. What we need now this week is more detail about how we're going to implement the Paris Agreement, including a rule book and transparency, so every country can check up on what every other country has promised to do and what actions they've actually taken. And then we need some finance for less developed countries to make sure that they can take advantage of these energy efficiency and renewable energy technologies and get them deployed in their countries as well.
J. Drake Hamilton, Fresh Energy Science Policy Director, thanks for sharing your insight and perspective from the COP24 meetings in Poland.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you.